Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see all of you again this morning and to be here. Had some thoughts here about being a light. And start out here, Matthew 5, verse 14. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. It's what we do and how we act has a real impact on other people's lives and how and what they do and what they do and their actions. Our attitude, it's good to have a positive attitude and show that to other people. And that's just a blessing, real blessing when we see that in other people. It makes us feel the same way, and it's contagious. And also our work, what we do, if we do the best we can, it helps to show a light. And also how we speak too. If we go to Colossians 4, verse 29, it says, Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. How we speak and how we talk blesses the just people. It can be an encouragement to other people. One thing that kind of made me think of this week that happened was there was a truck that came into the shop and it wouldn't start. The key didn't work. It wouldn't start with the key. And so somebody had put a switch there that they would just push a button to start it instead. So I went in there and found the problem and fixed it. Anyway, when the customer came then, I just saw he went out there to his truck, got in it, and started it up. And he just smiled really big and nice. And that was just really neat to see, just being blessed by a little thing like that, It's nice to be it's rewarding to see someone that has been, blessed by something we do. And so anyway, that's about what I had. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Okay, well, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this nice day and for the rain and for your blessings, and we thank you for our ability to be here and have fellowship with the brethren, and pray for those that aren't as fortunate, those that are in other countries and far away, and bless them, help them to be strong and know you and find rest in knowing you. And we ask that you'd be with us today and through the week, and we pray for this country and all the things that are going on right now, and that your will would be done. Thanks for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.